Working, we are working in the light of God. 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 We are working, working, we are working, working, we are working in the light of God. We are working, working, we are working, working. Praying, we are praying in the light of God. 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 We are praying, praying, we are praying. We are praying in the light of God. We are praying, praying, we are praying. Marching, our marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God.
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God.
We are marching, marching, we are marching.
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching,
we are marching.
To the official beginning of our Eucharist celebration on this day of Jubilee. My name is Emily and I serve the village as pastor, and tonight we are overjoyed to be able to gather together around the table of God, giving thanks for God's good gifts, for forgiveness, hope, redemption, and grace. As we gather around God's table here, you are invited to receive the wine from we are going to do it by intinction tonight, so the wine will be in the first chalice, and grape juice will be available in the second chalice, and that chalice will have a ribbon around it. So if you need grape juice for any reason, please go to the second chalice. Intinction means that you receive the bread, and you dip the bread into the wine in the cup, and then receive both the bread and the wine together. As God frees us in this Jubilee, people of all ages, races, gender identities, sexual orientations, religious backgrounds, and in all stages of faith are welcomed at God's table here. For this part of our worship, you will need to have a With One Voice hymnal and a worship sheet with a couple of songs on it. And please make sure that people around you can see that sheet or the hymnal and the hymnal. This day has been an ongoing time of Jubilee worship, having started the day in the proclamation with the Old Testament and Gospel readings, having received our offering, and it was substantial in our auction. Thank you to all who participated. That was very exciting. The numbers are posted at both entrances in case you want to know how much you raised today for the Celian Lutheran Hospital, and if you want to make a further contribution, of course. And having confessed and received absolution as part of our pageant just now outside, and having entered this space with a definite hymn of praise, we are going to continue with our somewhat more regular liturgy now with our prayer of the day. Let us begin our worship with a moment of silence to center ourselves.
Please stand as you are able. God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of Jubilee, you led your people Israel from bondage to freedom when you heard their cries of anguish in the land of Egypt. Today we trust in your compassion, which both hears and understands our pain. the pain of people throughout the world and the earth. In response, you have opened the mouths of prophets who have proclaimed your way of justice and love. As children of yours and caretakers of your whole creation, transform us into willing servants for your reign of compassion and righteousness. Help us to risk freedom and Sabbath in this broken world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
The Gospel according to Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the region. He was teaching in the Galilean synagogues, and all were loud in their praise. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Entering the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his habit, Jesus stood up to do the reading. When the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of our God is upon me, because the Most High has anointed me to bring good news to those who are poor. God has sent me to proclaim liberty to those being held captive, recovery of sight to those who are blind, and release to those in prison, to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor." Rolling up the scroll, Jesus gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he said to them, "Today in your hearing, this scripture passage is fulfilled." The word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Jubilee is a Hebrew tradition of balancing out the inequalities on a generational basis. In Genesis, the author describes the creation of the world in 6 days, followed by a day of rest, the Sabbath. This rhythm of life, which includes both work and rest, gives structure to life. And in this Sabbath tradition, the years flow in a cycle as well of 6 years of work and a seventh year of rest, the sabbatical year. After 7 cycles of 7 years, there is a year of Jubilee, which was to be a proclamation of liberty to those who were enslaved, a restoration or redeeming of the land and those who had to give up their land because of financial difficulties, and a forgiveness of debts accumulated over the past 49 or 50 years. This term Jubilee comes from a Hebrew word, yobel, meaning ram, which was a type of horn blown to announce the year of Jubilee, similar perhaps to the one that we heard today. Jubilee is primarily an economic institution that served as a way of eliminating this gap between the rich and the poor. It sought to keep the land equally distributed among the peoples, especially keeping that land, which was traditionally in the hands of a particular family or clan, within that family. The Jubilee tradition recognized that there would be a misappropriation of sorts of those resources, which would allow some to get richer and others to get poorer. The Jubilee tradition sought to level out these inequalities that would inherently happen as a result of the human tendency to sin. Jubilee also called for the people of God to give rest to the land and all who worked the land, including animals. It challenged people to trust that God would provide enough food in the years leading into Jubilee for the people to survive without having to work. The Leviticus text that we heard this morning was written in the 6th century before the Common Era, while the people of Israel were in exile in Babylon. The message of Jubilee was very countercultural in that context, challenging the norms and the practices of that society. It reminded the people of Israel of their roots, the observation of the Sabbath, and their liberation from slavery in Egypt. It served as a message of hope in a time of great distress and a vision of reform that exceeded earlier generations. I've always been someone who has enjoyed playing games, particularly the competitive ones, such as Pinochle or Cribbage. And doing so in such a way that it turned out to be kind of a long-term informal or semi-formal tournament with friends for months and years at a time. And so I am indeed a product of our society, which supports and uplifts the value of winning and accumulating things such as books, movies, bank accounts, property, stock portfolios, retirement plans, and so on. Society applauds the one who is able to pick herself up by her proverbial bootstraps and is able to make something of herself. Society praises the entrepreneur who is able to build a multi-million dollar personal computer corporation. Our clothing even supports it in the running star Victor, telling him, just do it. All around us, there is a growing separation of those who have and those who have not. Whether it is based on having been born into the right family situation or encountering the right combinations of opportunities, there is a growing gap between those who struggle to survive and those who struggle to know what to do with that which they have. The year of Jubilee, as explained in Leviticus, is a time in which debts are redeemed, the land is restored to the proper owners, those in bondage are freed, the land lies fallow, and people and animals alike refrain from work. This vision of Jubilee is also very countercultural in our society. It stands in opposition to the productivity-driven, work-my-way-to-the-top society in which we live. I mean, how can I rest in my profession? Because the minute I do, I'm behind such and such a person. If I don't keep working, I'll never get this promotion. Our society says time is money and money makes the world go round. So in light of the strong work ethic, how can we stop for a time or even slow down? The message of Jubilee is a message of hope and good news for us in this society. Although it may not always sound like good hope, like hope to us, particularly if we are in positions where we may be in places of great comfort or power. It is a message of hope to those who are hopeless and freedom to those who are oppressed, in whatever form that oppression may take. It is indeed as countercultural for us today as it was for the people of Israel living in Babylon. Jesus came to the synagogue in Nazareth and proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, the Jubilee. He took the Levitican traditions and expanded them to include the liberation of those who are oppressed, whether it be by slavery or servitude or oppression by our possessions. The gospel that is that Jesus came to bring good news to those who are poor, to proclaim liberty to those who are being held captive, recovery of sight to those who are blinded by our society, and release to those who are in prison, to proclaim the year of our God's favor, the year of Jubilee. Jesus took the base expectations of the Jubilee as described in Leviticus and expanded them to include not only those in prison, but those who are imprisoned by social structures, possessions, and anything else that holds us captive from the freedom of God's gift in the Jubilee. The promises of God through the gift of Jubilee and Jesus' proclamation of the year of our God's favor gift us with the freedom to trust that promise of God. God, through the gift of Jubilee, summons us out of the self-inflicted oppression to be who God has called us to be. God summons us out of the need to continually work and to produce more, and rather to rest and to trust and to believe that God will bless the work and the Sabbath rest as well. God summons us out to be free of the bonds of materialism and the oppression of affluenza. God summons us out to be in right relationship with one another and with the rest of creation. On this Jubilee day and in the days to come, may we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, listen to and respond to God's summons. Amen.
The hymn of the day is found on the
the sheet that you were picked up as you came in the door. The choir will sing the first verse, and if you are comfortable reading it or know this song, please sing with them. Otherwise, feel free to wait until the second verse if you wish.
Stand. Living in the expectation of the fullness of God's reign of righteousness, let us pray for the world, this community, and ourselves. Grieving God, you know the hurt we cause one another and the bondage of our sisters, brothers, and the earth. Military domination, burdens of debt, slavery, prostitution, exploitation of natural resources, lack of education and medical care, silence before injustice. Give us courageous faith to break these bonds through relationship, education, persistence, and compassion. In your compassion, O God, hear our prayer. God of abundance, you have granted us many gifts: intelligence, creativity, love, the resources of your whole creation.
Help us to use these gifts wisely so that all people and creatures may live abundantly. In your grace, O God, hear our prayer. God of love, you have filled our lives with joy. Thank you for our friends and families, our opportunities for learning and service. Help us to trust the width and the depth of your love that embraces all people and all creation. In your celebration, O God, hear our prayer. God of community, you have called us out and away from home to risk relationships with people whom we may not understand or with whom we may disagree. In this community, you have opened our eyes to new ways of being in the world. Help us to transform each other. You call us as a community, here at Holden, in the places we live, globally, to seek liberation from greed and misuse of the earth and the earth's people. Allow your Holy Spirit to enliven the minds and bodies of all her people. In your wisdom, O God, hear our prayer. Abiding God, you never leave us even as war, illness, abuse, hatred, and pain permeate your good creation. Comfort us as we experience suffering. Sit with us as we question your grace. Mourn with us as we cry for our loss. Celebrate with us as we know new life. In your hope, O God, hear our prayer. With all the saints living and with those who have already joined you in fullness of life, we thank you for your presence at this table and in this community in Christ. Hear our prayers, both spoken and silent, O Holy One. We trust in your mercy and find hope in your justice. In the name of Christ, amen. You may be seated. A part of Jubilee is a call to hospitality and freedom from fear and distrust. And so let us take a time now to welcome those who are new to this village, bless those who will be leaving, and share God's peace with one another as signs of God's Jubilee reconciliation. The peace of God be with you always. Let us share a sign of peace with the newly arrived, with the departing, and with one another.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that greeting of peace. We will continue. We will continue in with one voice. We will continue with one voice, hymn 705, As the Grains of Wheat.
The Sanctus, which you can find on your song sheet, so you may want to have that ready before we begin. God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the living God. It is certainly right and good that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, Holy God, mighty and immortal, lowly and vulnerable. The day of your Jubilee dawned in your chosen one and anointed one, Jesus, who announced good news to the poor, blessed the brokenhearted, and set the captives free. And so with the earth, sky, and sea, and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, and the whole company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy is our God, God the Lord of earth and heaven. Holy, holy is our God. Holy, 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 holy is our God, God the Lord of all of history. Holy, holy is our God, who accompanies our people, who lives within our struggles of all the earth and heaven, the one and only Lord. Blessed those who in the Lord's name announce the holy gospel, proclaiming the good news that our liberation comes. Holy, 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 holy is our God, God the Lord of earth and heaven. Holy, holy is our God. Holy, 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 holy is our God, God the Lord of all of history. Holy, holy is our God.
Blessed are you, holy God, creator of the universe. You filled the world with wonders, rivers and rain to water the land, plants and trees for beauty and food, a choir of creatures to sing your praise. You blessed with bounty all that you made and called it good. You made us in your image, created us for community. You placed us in your garden to tend the earth and be at home. You crowned us with compassion and named us your delight. Blessed are you, holy God, liberator of the captives. You heard the people Israel cry out beneath their burden. You led them into freedom and called them your beloved. You spoke to them through prophets and brought them home from exile. Blessed are you, holy God, hope of the lost and the exiled. You opened your heart to us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, so that we, too, wandering far from home, might become your people. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your chosen one, Christ, whose life is poured out for others, who welcomes outcasts and children, who eats with sinners and strangers, and whose life, death, and resurrection open to us the way of justice and joy. We await Christ's coming, when, freed from every bondage and healed from every wound, the whole earth will proclaim your jubilee. Send now the gift of your Holy Spirit upon this meal and all who share it. Renew us by your Spirit until your mercy mends all that sin has torn, and we feast forever in your jubilee. Amen. As we gather at this feast, let us join our brothers and sisters throughout time and place as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. And I invite you to use whichever form is most prayerful or comfortable or familiar for you. And as a sign of jubilee, we might have a whole bunch of different things going on. Let us pray. Abba, Ima in heaven, holy is your name. Your reign come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those indebted to us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the reign and the mercy and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This is the body of Christ, broken to break the bonds of bondage and debt. Come to the feast.
I invite you to sing the refrain to this song called I Was Hungry. And the refrain goes like this. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling down. Sing that with me. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling down. One more time. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling down. I was hungry and you gave me bread. Homeless, you gave a place to lay my head. I was naked, you clothed me. I was imprisoned and you set me free. And the prison doors, and the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls, and the prison walls are falling down. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling down. I was parched and dry and you gave me rain. Sick and tired and you eased my pain. I was cold as ice and your warmth melted me. I was imprisoned and you set me free. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls, and the prison walls are falling down. The prison doors, and the prison doors are opening, the prison walls, and the prison walls are falling down. I was crying, you kissed my tears. Frightened, you relieved my fears. I was unheard, you listened to me. I was in prison and you set me free. And the prison walls, prison doors are opening, and the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling, and the prison walls are falling down. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls, and the prison walls are falling down. And as you've done it to the least of these, my brothers and my sisters, you've done it unto me. As you've done it to the least of these, my brothers and my sisters, you've done it unto me. And the prison doors are opening, and the prison walls are falling down. And our eyes and ears are opening, and our eyes and ears are opening, and the walls that divide are falling, and the walls that divide are falling down, and our hearts and hands are opening, and our hearts and hands are opening, and the chains that held them are falling, and the chains that held them are falling down, falling down, falling, falling down.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout, the jail door opened and they walked on out. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Hold on. Freedom's name is mighty sweet. Soon one day we're gonna meet. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. I've got my hand on the gospel plow. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. The only thing that we did wrong, stayed in the wilderness a day too long. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. But the one thing we did right was the day we started to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
The body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, which we have now received, strengthen us and keep us in God's grace. Amen.
Holy God, at this table you have nourished our bodies and joined with us in your covenant. May we who eat and drink and receive blessing likewise nourish and bless the whole world by living in the reality of abundance and freedom and our call to serve you and all creation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
The God of grace, daily redeem us from whatever bondage holds us. The God of life, restore us to right relationships with one another so that we may know joy. The God of jubilee, grant us courage to seek God's peace. Amen. Amen. Our sending song is in, we don't need a book. We're just going to learn it. Take it away.
It is Freedom is Coming. You'll hear some drums. The sopranos will lead us off. And our response is Freedom is Coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, I know. You'll follow along. It'll be not hard at all.
Oh, freedom is coming. Freedom of coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming. Oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know. Oh, 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 yes, I need Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, I. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, I. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes. Oh, oh yes, I know. Jesus, you know. Oh, yes, I 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 know. Freedom. Oh, freedom. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know. 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 Freedom is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, I know.
Proclaim the Jubilee. Go in peace, serve the God of life. Thanks be to God.